the World Wars. The dark and stormy winter months brought about the death sentence for the most of the sunken ships along this coast. But in 1917, during the First World War, a German submarine kept watch over the Atlantic corridor, keeping the European allies in check. On 6 July, a boat from Muxia picked up 19 dying shipwrecked sailors. For 6.5 days, crew members of the torpedoed English steamer Charlton were lost in the waters of Bilan with 15 kilos of biscuits and small flasks of fresh water. Some small boats were fishing for a ling in the Arbolinos fishing ground in Santa Maria on 12 July, when, at about 9 in the morning, they saw the silhouette on the horizon of a big ship at full speed. When it was level with them, from the ship's prow emerged a submarine, obliging it to stop its engines and pull up alongside. Nerves took over on deck. The Germans were signaling them to abandon ship. A moment later, the submarine disappeared, submerging in the ocean at the same time that three explosive charges caused the Portuguese merchant ship, the Cabo Verde, to sink prow first and disappear from the horizon. The 3,000-ton Avon Blancy left Glasgow on 3 October with a load of coal. Near Monte Blanco, a torpedo sank it with several explosions, causing the death of a crew member. The rest managed to reach a lifeboat and were picked up during the night. On 9 September, Norwegian steamer Hildur was a victim of the same German guardian of the Atlantic deep. In the Second World War, the European front made up for the error in the previous conflict and a squadron of planes kept watch over the Galician coast. The natives of the Costa da Morte had damaged the mountains with hammer and chisel so that the cuts would bleed out the black liquid of the wolframite. Those injuries remained in the landscape of Campo do Turco, Brañas Verdes and Pena Mayor. The petrol tanker North Atlantic fled from the English aviation with enormous holes in its hull to run aground in the Camarines River, the same as the Foe Condor and a German seaplane that made an emergency landing the town of Leys. The women and men of this area knew that the wolframite was for the German army. Perhaps they were ignorant that it would be used to harden the steel of tanks, planes and warships. But for them, it was a means of surviving the hardships and poverty of their own post-war period.